This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's turn now to sports, beginning with the University of Connecticut and their two, count them two, NCAA championship basketball teams.
And to the Red Sox and why they can't seem to win at home.
And joining us now to talk about that and more in the week in sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So, Bill, Monday night, of course, the UConn men won, defeating Kentucky. And last night, the Lady Huskies absolutely crushed Notre Dame. The final score was 79-58. What stood out to you in the women's final?
Patience, teamwork, confidence, and once again, a clear demonstration that you can't coach height. It's much better to be bigger than the other team. You get many more rebounds that way and lots more second chances to score. I don't mean to be facetious about this. Connecticut is a terrific team, very well coached. They played as if they knew each other so exceptionally well throughout the game. There was one little point late in the first half where Notre Dame made a little bit of a run at them, cut the margin in half, but Connecticut was just overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. First time a school has taken both the women's and men's NCAA title since 2004, that was also by
yes,
UConn.
It was.
Right. So what is it about this basketball program that is so amazing?
I don't think you can say anything about the basketball program as a whole in terms of a generalization, because the men's program has had so many ups and downs. They were suspended for a year. The NCAA didn't let them participate in the postseason last year. Their records of grades of students' graduation rates in among the men have been hideous. This goes all the way back 20 years ago. I went down to UConn years before the 2004 thing. At one point, when both the men and the women were ranked number one in the country back in the early 90s, and the women were all on the dean's list, and the men were hanging on by their fingernails to academic eligibility. So, you really can't say anything about the program as a whole. I think you can say that they've made an exceptional comeback with a guy who's only been coaching for 2 years on the men's side, and the women's side has been consistently excellent for a long, long time.
Oh, they've got something of a track record, I'd say.
Absolutely.
I hope I have this right, but UConn's women's coach, Gino Auriemma, took his ninth NCAA title?
Yeah, ninth title, and he's never lost in the finals, which to me is the most extraordinary statistic of all. I mean, getting there is one thing. Winning every time you get there is something else. Check Major League Baseball sometime when you have a few minutes and see how many times the Yankees have been to the World Series and lost.
Hmm.
A fair number of times.
Yeah. Well, speaking of baseball, and in the interest of balance, we should talk about teams that lose. And lately, that's the Red Sox, right?
So the red lights are going on. Station and panic alarms everywhere.
Me panic? Never.
Never.
Good, good.
So they lost last night to Texas. Over the weekend, they lost three in a row to the Milwaukee Brewers. What's going on here early in the season? There seem to be some struggles.
Oh, I think the key phrase is early in the season. Yeah. They're having a little trouble getting their feet under them. And, you know, I don't think this means anything, personally. There's no undefeated team in their division. I think the Red Sox have some talent. I think they'll contend. But time will tell.
Hmm. Well, let's turn to a little news out of UMass this morning, Bill. Derek Gordon, a sophomore starter, came out as the first openly gay player in Division I men's basketball. Let's listen.
I honestly thought I wasn't going to feel this way for 3-4 years later. Just for something to be happening right now, me coming out, it's an indescribable feeling, honestly.
Bill, your reaction?
Well, according to everything that I've read, he had a lot of support, a lot of people who had come out who encouraged him to do this if this was the time he was comfortable doing it. And I think that means something. The fact that gay athletes don't perhaps feel so isolated and so alone as they used to. And this was apparently the right time for this particular young man to announce his sexual orientation, and good on him. I wish him the best.
And Bill, speaking of gay athletes out of the closet, you're talking this weekend on Only a Game with WNBA player Brittany Griner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us a little about her.
Well, Brittany came out of the closet to her friends back when she was in high school. It's no secret that Brittany Griner was gay, at least among the people who knew her well. She even told her coach at Baylor, Kim Mulkey, before she arrived at Baylor that she was gay, and Kim said, no problem, come here and play good basketball. It won't be an issue. But, of course, Baylor is a Baptist university. They have a line in the student handbook that says no homosexuality. Brittany Griner was there for 4 years. Some of the time was exceptionally uncomfortable, but as she told us, becoming a pro changed that.
Becoming a professional athlete, I felt so free and able to really become who I am and, you know, tell my story. And that was one of the biggest things for me, just being able to be true to myself.
Well, Bill, looking forward to hearing the rest of that conversation this weekend on Only a Game, which, of course, airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Bill joins us most Wednesdays. Great to see you as always, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.